League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
A useful looking announcement from Cleantech Lithium this morning regarding the inauguration of the DLE plant in Chile. Here to tell us about that, Steve Kessler.
Good morning. Yes, no, we had a very nice day last Thursday with the inauguration of the pilot plant. And for us and for the country, it's a very important step because this is the largest DLE plant. People will say it's actually not quite pilot plant. It's almost semi-industrial, you know, producing a ton a month of lithium carbonate equivalent. And to be able to invite members of government, local government, the communities, academics to come and see it operating and to talk more about it was what was very, very good. And for us, it was interesting to see how interested the country and the community is, you know, in this bringing in of DLE, this new technology, you know, into Chile, which potentially opens up many of the lower grade salars, you know, in Chile to economic development. And it really puts us in the vanguard, the leadership of the application of this technology in Chile. And the day was very, very nice. Now, we had Marcela Sepulveda, who's head of our community relations, now welcome everybody. And we had the presidential delegate, Luis Pino, there. We had the president of Coproa, the president of the miners' union there, members of the indigenous communities, and the, you know, the leader, Acilia Araya, and all academics from the University of Atacama, and many members of the business community there. So it was a nice group. I explained, you know, the importance of the plant as a demonstration to any potential skeptics who are still out there, that the DLE works very, very efficiently. We process the brine through the plant. We make a concentrated pure lithium chloride eluate. We announced that we've shipped it to Chicago. It's on its way. I thought it was going through Los Angeles. It's not. It's going through the Panama Canal and then landing in New York, and then we'll truck from New York to Chicago. And that takes about 3 or 4 weeks, but it's on its way now. And then it'll be converted to battery-grade lithium carbonate at the plant, which is up and running there. So that will be very, very good information. We then had Acilia Araya, who's president of the Peyote community, a very lovely lady. You know, she stood up. And in front of the government and regional government figures, taught what this meant to the local community and how supportive they are, because they know that lithium is going to be exploited in Chile. There's going to be a big expansion of the industry. And she was saying that there will be impacts to the community, to the environment, But in working with CleanTech Lithium, she realized that the company wants to produce lithium in the most sustainable way it can. And it wants to work with the local community so that they're a participant in how the project is being developed, in participating in the environmental impact assessment. And so, no, she made the point to government, this is the way that companies should be interacting with communities and the government. Open, transparent dialogue right from the beginning and a participant in understanding how the project is going to be developed. So she gave very warm words. And then we had the Louis Pino, who is the presidential delegate, stood up. And he was quite surprised at the depth of support from the local communities for the project. He was saying that clearly the government wants to move ahead with its national lithium strategy, see production and new projects in the country done in a sustainable way, done with the support of the community. And here is the community standing up and saying, yeah, but this is what we've been doing for the last two years. We've been in constant dialogue. So please, government, get on with your awarding of the operating contracts. And we'll be very, very happy. We then had a walkthrough with Rodrigo Rives, our metallurgical process manager there, explained the process to all the people. Lots and lots of questions. Clearly, people are quite excited by that. I then had some nice conversations with members of the University of Atacama, because during the development of our process and our pilot plant, we've been engaging a number of the students from the university doing internships with the company in the geology, the drilling campaigns at the pilot plant. And we're encouraging the university to recognize that lithium is going to be, it is a big industry, and surely it's going to be even bigger. And they have a role to be preparing the students to be active participants in that. So we'll be working with them, doing projects with them, giving internship opportunities for the students. So they're also very, very excited by it. So all in all, a very good day. The government could see we have good relationships. The community can see that the government is supportive. The academics can see there's potential research opportunities and job opportunities for the students. So everybody left very, very positive for our path forward.
Yeah, it was notable in the speeches that there was a significant amount of curiosity in the process expressed. You mentioned questions in your comments a moment ago. And also the emphasis on the ongoing nature of this community engagement, the sustainability efforts and the environmental programs. It's not as though you sort of showed up and just ticked a box, filed the paperwork, and now it's on to the next stage. It sort of seems clear to everybody that this is a continuous and ongoing engagement by the company with the local people and the representative officials, and that's appreciated and that it will continue.
Well, absolutely, because the current phase we're on is the government is looking to award the operating contracts, and the process is that anybody wanting to develop one of these lithium projects has to file their expression of interest by the middle of June. The government then come up with the results of that, decide whether there needs to be dialogue with the communities. And getting to demonstrate that they support the project before they will draft the decree and the conditions for the operating contract. So clearly there's a very good role there for our communities to demonstrate to the government that they support the project, they support the company. So just get on and award the sale so that we can develop the project and contribute to the development of the local communities as well. So that process is in place. Meanwhile, we have been doing environmental baseline studies for the last two years. We are in the the midst of engaging an international consultant to undertake the environmental impact assessment. And clearly the local communities are going to be a participant in that, will help us and the consultant to write, you know, the chapters which are relevant, you know, good understanding of the flora, the fauna, the way of life of the local communities, the cultural heritage, the archaeology, the way that they migrate, the pastoral animals up and down the mountains. All that's going to be included in the EIA. And as part of that, we've also made a commitment to the to Acelia. There are things which they would like to do as part of this EIA, which is important to them. One, they want to have video recordings, you know, of the cultural heritage of the indigenous communities and the archaeology. They want to ensure that before all the knowledge is lost, they capture all the knowledge of the medicinal plants in the Andean region, which the communities have been using, and get that written up in a book. And we've made a promise to the community that we will assist them in doing that and capturing the history before it gets lost in the next decades.
That's so great. That's great. Stuff. So when can we expect publication of this book, Steve? Is it you've gone into the publishing business?
We haven't yet. It's all going to be done as part of the environmental impact assessment.
What walk us through the timeline for any investors who are playing catch up and might not be completely up to speed. What do you expect to happen sort of in the months and you know, in the months ahead and into next year? How do you see it?
Well, we've got the most important thing coming up on the horizon is the listing on the ASX. Now we're in the final throes of, you know, drafting the prospectus and the independent technical assessment, and we're due to file that at the end of sometime in June. I'll be going to Australia, you know, meeting up with potential investors and promoting our listing on the ASX during the course of June. Then we have work going on by our consultants, Montgomery and Associates, who are doing the resource development and hydrogeology. Later in the year, we'll have an update on the resource and the first maiden reserve. That's probably going to be in the third quarter now. And then we're busy working on the pre-feasibility study. And we've said third quarter this year. I was down in Chile, you know, last week. We were reviewing that schedule. But certainly towards the end of this year, that PFS, you know, will be complete. And that will be the first real solid economics, you know, on the project. We did the scoping studies that showed the economics are very robust, and then we'll have much better data on the CapEx, OpEx, and economics on that PFS. So those are the major things which are happening during the course of this year.
And what's your latest thoughts on the lithium price during that period ahead?
Oh, well, it's sort of flatlined at the sort of close to $15,000 a ton. I think we're going to see that for, you know, for a while. Most of the analysts are projecting the price to begin to move upwards in the second half of this year. But the structural deficit in lithium is quite striking, you know, from 2027 onwards. So the expectation is that the long-term price will move back into that $20,000-$25,000 a ton range to incentivize new production to come in. And that price is absolutely fine. It gives stability in pricing for the makers of the batteries, which means that they can stabilize the price of the batteries going into the electric vehicles. And can work on lowering the price of those EVs so that they become affordable to the mass market. So a stable lithium price is actually good. Even if the price stayed where it is today at $15,000 a ton, we are very, very profitable. No, we've been looking at our break-even price at about $7,000 a ton. So even at today's price, these are very economic projects.
Great. So you're looking at in a good, strong position as it stands, Steve. Congratulations on the successful inauguration of the DLE plant, and thanks for talking to us this morning.
That's a pleasure. Nice talking to you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.